Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag marketing closing grain comments for Tuesday, February 27th. While soybeans seem to be taking a pause and consolidating after a three-week, about 80-cent rally in the nearbys, wheat has taken over the reins and was the strongest player on the board today, and corn continues to reluctantly creep along in sympathy. So let's first take a look at wheat. We've got May finishing up 4.25 cents at 4.77. Kansas City May up 11.25 cents at 5.04 3/4. We hit prices today we haven't seen since last August. This was on the release of the crop condition ratings yesterday, with Oklahoma at 4% good to excellent and 78% poor to very poor. That's versus last year when it was 43% good to excellent and only 15% poor to very poor. Kansas also pretty dismal, 12% good to excellent versus 43% good to excellent last year, and Kansas at 49% poor to very poor. Texas rated 4% good, 0% excellent, and 73% poor to very poor. So the drought continuing in those areas, putting a bid underneath the Kansas City wheat contract, and Chicago moving along as well, with the funds short, about 60,000, maybe 50,000 contracts of wheat in Chicago. They may be forced to cover those just in sympathy with the Kansas City contract. Funds are now long between 15 and 20,000 contracts of the Kansas City wheat. So we will keep an eye on this as the conditions move forward, and we'll be watching the weather with a sharper eye as this stuff comes out of dormancy. Taking a look at beans, we've got May finishing up 3.5 cents at 10.49 1/2. November finishing up 1.5 cents at 10.32. Strongest player in the soybean complex today was the meal, making new highs for the move. We had May up about 9.70 a ton, a new contract high and contract high close. So that dryness down in Argentina continuing to drive parts of the soybean complex. There are some estimates that the Argentine crop could be as low as 40 million metric tons. That's versus 58 last year, and the U.S.'s USDA's last report rather was at about 54, I think. We've got very limited showers in the west of Argentina in the 1 to 5 day, and then some possible showers in the 11 to 15, but confidence in those is not very high. Taking a look at corn, May finished up 2 cents at 3.79 1/4, with December finishing up 1 cent at $4 even. We've got the May now sitting just underneath the 200-day moving average at 3.80 3/8. If we can get above there, maybe that will give some impetus to get the funds to add to their recently acquired long position, long now about 20,000-25,000 contracts of corn. Regarding Argentina's corn, they're looking at a possibility of 31 million metric tons this year versus 39 last year. And in Brazil, the second crop corn has gone in about 25% of that past the optimal time window, so we'll have to keep an eye on that as well. USDA this morning announced the sale of 130,000 tons of corn to unknown. And outside markets, we've got the dollar stronger, up 51 points at 90.30. Crude oil not helping here, down $1.02 a barrel at 62.89. And stock market selling off somewhat today, down about 225 points. In other news, apparently there was no deal during the meeting between Trump and the senators from the oil and ag heavy states regarding any change to the biofuels policy. We will have to see if that battle or those discussions continue at some point down the road. That is all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good night.